This will be a guided meditation. I just wanted to say a word first or two about the focus of our meditation, the object. Because a lot of people have heard that meditation is just watching the breath, and this is just one type of focus for our meditation. And there are so many different sorts of focuses, and it's very different what works for different people. And for some people, only some, if you have more anxiety, meditation on the breath can be more difficult. Something to do with the emotions in the chest and things like that. And it could be worth trying other objects of meditation, like in the body meditations we've been offering, to try these other meditations that we've been proposing in the last few days, or metta, like Sari did last night. Loving kindness can be really helpful, and if going into the body is more difficult, there are other meditations too. So, I'll do a meditation on the senses, the hearing, the seeing, the different senses, but we'll start with a bit of grounding first, a bit of settling. So just coming into the lower belly, and as if we're blowing air into the tunnels of an inflatable something, like a child's playground thing where you get inflatable castles and dragons, and you see the air blowing into them, and they're uncrinkling, uncrumpling. So just breathing into the lower belly in that way of breathing tensions out to every little corner of the lower belly without forcing, just in a very gentle, kind way. Like blowing our own friendliness into our places of contractedness, or whatever we may be holding on to in the lower belly, which is a center for intelligence as much as the brain. Just letting that drop, any holding on to, any clenching in the lower belly, as we become aware of it, just unclenching. can do this all day. Even when we're walking around, working, having our daily life, just come into the lower belly and just unclench whatever's holding tighter. Just let that loosen through our awareness. Gently coming up the spine now, feeling how flexible it is. It's not one straight rod, one stick. It's like lots of little stones piled on top of each other, held together with some string. And feeling that slight side-to-side movement, backwards and forwards, the curves of the spine, that real aliveness there is, that's quite, it's quite easy to feel that almost snakiness of it. So coming out of rigidity. To this alive body. This breathingness. And at the top of the spine, feeling the shoulder balance, feeling if your shoulders are one more forward than the other, or if one is higher than the other, and just letting them drop. Drop out of any tension. And the elbows, like a giant mobile that we hang in babies' rooms, feeling that balancedness, but at the same time, non-rigidity, fluidity, flexibility of the body, the bones. And the hands and wrists, bringing the same relaxation into both hands. There may be a finger that's more tense, and just bringing awareness to that one finger or wrist. And blowing some of that breath in there. Like the inflatable castle. And feeling now the hips. And feeling for that same balance, that centeredness, the spine in the middle. The hips equally on each side. and the knees. Even if they're different, because maybe one is in front of the other, it's just a feeling of balancedness, of stability, helping to come into some stillness. And the whole of the legs. Coming back up now, up the front of the chest and feeling the ears, and doing the same balancing. The eyes. Is one eye more contracted around the muscles behind it and underneath, above it? Really feeling into those muscles now. Feeling now a whole body balancedness. Where we're like a puppet held with a string from above the head, with our spine a pile of stones, one on top of the other, with a string through the middle. Just feeling that lightness of the bone structure, balanced now. Feeling that whole body feeling of stillness and stability that we can rest into, including the lower belly. And giving this moment our full attention. Like there's nothing else important to be doing now than just being in it here. With no need to worry about anything else, or if we're doing it right. Just sinking into it, gently following. Bringing attention now to the nose sense, the sense of smell. Breathing in to see what the flavor of that is, the savor, like tasting the smell now. This will be easy if you're smelly, or if you have lots of tiger balm on. And it will be more subtle if there's no strong smells on you or around you. But it's just the focusing now on the sense of smell, the odor. And if it's pleasant, maybe some nice shampoo, some nice smell around you or on you, how is that? How is that pleasant smell? How's that coming into you? How's that coming into your experience now? And if it's neutral and you can't really smell anything particular, how's that? The experience of just neutral smelling, not much going on for the odors department. Nothing much to catch you, to hold you. How is that experience? An unpleasant. What happens there with that experience? Coming now to the sense of touch. The feeling of the hands on the body. That contact for both parts, the bottom of the hands, the palms, and the part of the body that the hands are touching. How is that experience from both sides? And the legs on the floor, the contact with the larger cushion underneath you. The buttocks on the cushion, that contact. The top lip and the bottom lip touching. How's that? Now we have a sound. How's that? Maybe a closed door. Feeling of the tongue with all its sensory incredible capacities inside the mouth. How is that to be aware of that, to be in that experience, especially the tip of the tongue where all the nerve ends come to? And this whole body feeling of all of our skin, which is touching cloth, our clothes, and that contact, how is that? This huge part of our body, the skin, very sensitive. And the parts with no clothes, the hands and the face, under the chin, the neck, in contact with the air How's that? How is it, all of them together? All of the skin, the bits touching the air, the bits touching clothes, the bits touching something solid, the cushion. Just being in contact with a sense of touch. This part of life that's happening all the time, all of our senses with us every day, all night, that we can choose to tune into and focus more on just one of them throughout our waking time, as part of having a fuller experience of being here. So we're not just living from our thinking sense, from our mind, but giving space to the other aspects of our experience. So turning now to our hearing. Just giving that some time. Some focus. How is it to even to have this capacity? How is it to be able to hear all the different things, the different levels of hearing, between the more obvious sound of my voice and the slight movement of someone moving on their meditation cushion? All the sounds outside of this room or outside of the building. How is that encounter of just letting our hearing sense wander? Let it wander from one sound to the next. To whatever sound it wants to go to. Just lightly, like a butterfly in a flower garden, going to different flowers. Without fixing on one. Just briefly visiting and then seeing what other sounds may catch our attention. being curious about that meeting, that contact, sound, meeting our capacity to hear. And how is it to look with our eyes shut? Are there colours? Are there shapes? Just to be with that, seeing with eyes shut. And what comes in that moment? And if we stay with our head tilted towards the ground and just slightly open the eyelashes or open the eyes and look through the eyelashes, so we see a bit of the ground in front of us and part of our body. How is that contact? Does it change anything about how you feel? In daily life, it can be fun to play with sight and seeing. And just see what it's like sometimes to look out and see what the difference is when we have labels and names on things to when we don't put concepts on trees and water and sky. We just see. It's difficult to do in meditation, but it could be something to explore later. Or difficult to do inside in sitting meditation. So coming back to closing the eyes gently. And feeling mind, the sixth sense. How does one feel mind? And where is it? So we can watch the space that any of the other five senses are coming into. And just turn our attention towards how the mind space is affected by smell, sound, touch, hearing, sight. So what's coming in from the senses that come from having a human body? There's contact from the outside, this meeting of our senses with the world, the material world outside, and feeling into the space that's coming into. How does that space receive that contact? From the senses. So this is like a very deep listening now. Listening for anything that's coming through the senses. Anything at all. Touch, smell, sound, hearing. How is our inner space reacting to contact, to a sound, a smell? I have a friend who, when there's strong smells, starts to howl as if it's unbearable, as if she's being tortured. And it makes me laugh because of the drama. And it's just different ways of receiving the senses when there's contact. When we're meeting the world. And how fascinating to be able to sit in this place of noticing how we are about this contact. How does it feel when we don't like it? How does it feel when we like it? Or when there's a neutrality and not much going on-ness? How's that to get really curious about? So we're not trying to attain anything. We're not trying to get anything. We're just able to sit and be really curious about this contact. We can go out and walk. We can go to work and drive our car and still keep this curiosity. About the sense contacts. Every day we walk, we get up, we feel the ground, there's contact. Every day we open our eyes, there's contact. And to just be interested in these, to come fully into our life experience. So life isn't just about what we're thinking, or not just about what we're feeling, but opening up to like a fuller spectrum of experience. And often with more meditation, our hearing gets sharper. So we can hear more things and smell things from further away. Things become more vivid. The senses become more vivid when we're not just giving attention to our stories and dramas. When we allow something else, these other parts of our life to have some room as well. So offering our practice now for our freedom. And healthiness of all our senses. So that we may practice being curious about these contacts. And find some enjoyment in that. Thank you. So I'll leave it up to you to guess what the focus of the walking meditation is. And I just want to say one thing. Tonight we'll have a question and answers, but just to respond to one question about whether it's okay to cry in meditation. It's part of it. It's okay to cry. It's really okay. We both cry when we meditate quite a lot. If you don't cry, you're not something's not getting through, you know, sometimes. And of course, if you really start sobbing and stuff, and it's going to like really influence a lot the people around you, it can be good to just slip out the door, you know. But to have some tears coming down, it's okay, you know. They're only going to go back into the lake, up into the clouds, and continue the cycle. And there are feelings as well that are just circulating, feelings in a cycle.